Hello and welcome to another episode of Chimpians. Starting slightly differently this week because I'd just like to give a few thank yous. Some of these have been a long time in coming, so apologies for that. I'd just like to thank a few people for some iTunes reviews. Some of these were left in October, so apologies. So I'd like to thank Murdertron 3000. I'd also like to thank Bubba Wheat, who also gave us a review on his blog, which was very favourable and very much appreciated. And last but not least, I'd like to thank Sylvian Woods and Dirk the Dice for leaving us iTunes reviews, which is quite honoured by, because they're two podcasts that I happen to listen to, which is Wizards on the Wind and the Grognard Files. So really honoured that some podcasts that I really enjoy have listened to us and enjoyed us in return. So I know leaving iTunes reviews can be a bit of a pain in the backside, especially if you've just got your podcast aggregator set up and rarely sign into iTunes or Stitcher, etc., etc. But we would really appreciate anyone leaving us a review if you're enjoying the show. So again, thank you for listening, and now sort of back to the usual format. Thank you and enjoy. Welcome to Chimpians. This actual play RPG podcast takes place in a setting based on the Secret World Chronicle novels. We use the Hero System 5th edition rules to follow the escapades of a team of metahumans working for the Echo organization. Starring Matt as Bullet.
Right, you fuckers, I'm going to work my way through each one of you.
Paul as Shockwave.
Alright lads, what's going off here? I'll go over and punch him in the face.
Scott, the Stratus.
Basically, your boss is a Class A asshole.
And me, your GM, Mark. Anyway, enough pre-waffle. On with the show.
So, welcome, viewers, to another fun-packed episode.
It's Chimpians!
Get some Power and Dean music.
So, last episode...
Oh, it must have been a week ago.
I can't remember now. What did we do last episode?
So last episode, Stratus followed Monturo and was suitably duped by him. And he got away.
I've just seen and, that there is an eye Stratus and Bullock, hidden in the A-hole.
Stratus and Bullock heroically ran away. Sorry, Shockwave and Bullock heroically ran away.
Sorry, I think you must have been listening to a different episode.
It was.
It was a tactical withdrawal. We were going to where the big fight was.
So yes, you all congregate outside the bank, I guess.
So you're going to check on the bank clientele, Shockwave?
Well, they didn't go in there, though, did he? Oh, we don't know that.
Because that'll put them at ease, won't it?
Okay, I'll come check.
So yeah, you go in and, well, it's a bank. People are going about there. Bankly duties.
All banky.
Someone at the cash point.
Give me your money.
Nothing looks untoward.
I don't suppose there are any bank tellers now, are there? It's all done by computer.
No, there's bank tellers.
And, oh, okay. It's not that modern then. And I'm going to comfort Marguerite. You know, I'll say, we'll take you back to Echo, we'll explain everything, but, you know, don't worry. I'll make sure you've got somewhere to stay, because I don't know if you can go back to Mr. Lawrence's
place. You mean place. Team Stratus?
Huh?
The cloud. The set.
Chateau de Stratus.
Sounds like perfume.
Sounds like a gatto.
Based on what happened at there, it smells like fear.
And shoe leather.
High karate. Right.
Obviously you can edit that bit out.
I think I might leave that in.
If I edit everything else out, just have wipe our arses.
And high karate.
That's episode 15.
That could be the episode title. I'm liking that.
What, wipe our arses with high karate?
I bet that's smart.
Yeah, but it's quite fragrant.
Hi karate, you two can smell like a sweaty dojo.
Right, let's get on with it. Alright, let's drive her back to Echo.
Jay, you head back to Echo, and yes, Mogri calms down.
So, are you, you're a nice Catholic girl, are you, Marguerite?
Well, I'm a Catholic girl, she says.
Well, you mean, you're saying you aren't a nice Catholic girl? Or a nice Catholic woman, because this is, you know, 2016.
Yes, I am, she says and smiles at you coyly.
Practicing?
No, I do it professionally.
Right, I'm going to put my foot down, turn the music up, because this is getting annoying. Drive back to Echo. And when these... Yeah.
Combat
if
driving.
These two start hitting it off, I'm just going to give the van a little bit of a nudge around a bend or whatever.
Yeah, you're just jealous.
That's all.
So yeah, you head back through the streets, and the city is, again, like the other night. There's lots of activity. There's people on the street. Some people going about the normal daily tasks, but there's an aura of it's subdued compared to the way the city normally is. And again, you're still passing, you know, roads that you can see have been demolished. Things seem a lot more orderly now. And as you travel back, you see the National Guard on the street as well, so seeming to be filling holes in the emergency services. And yeah, you eventually turn into the Echo campus. And yeah, as you come in, you have to pull over for a large articulated lorry bringing in on its flatbed at the back. See, it's got large porter cabin type buildings, you know, sort of temporary buildings that it's bringing onto the campus. And yeah, they check your ID as you go through, and in you go.
Park up.
Okay.
Who are we actually reporting to now?
Yeah, Ramona Ferrari said you should follow up the lead.
Of course. Yes.
Ramona what?
Better go and check Ramona.
Ferrari. Like the car.
She red as well. Alright. Okay, we'll go and report to her.
So yeah, you don't find it odd to find her because she's acting as the MacOp 1's lead at the moment, so she has her own trailer, if you like. Temporary office building. And yeah, so she beckons you in. So did it take you anywhere? Did you get anything?
Well, our suspicions were confirmed. However, Montoro has escaped our clutches.
He's a very powerful
mentalist.
Mental person.
That's disappointing. So, he had links with them,
the vehicles.
You think?
He confessed to his involvement.
That leaves us to not much.
Unfortunately, the name not. He gave you.
Yeah. Yeah, we already knew about Wilbur Smythe.
Who's Wilbur Smythe?
He is Montoro's contact, who his boss in all of this.
Okay. I might give us something. If they ever get the systems back up, then maybe he may. It might be something for him.
But it's somebody that wanted to take Echo out worldwide. For some reason.
Who is this young lady?
Oh, this is Marguerite. She was Montoro's maid. And we had to rescue her from the house because we were assailed by a mechanical sort of Nazi style guard dog
wolf.
Really? We put an APB out. I'm sure you must have maybe you were snowed under. You didn't hear it.
No, I haven't heard that.
At least I'm sure we put an APB out. Didn't you, Shockwave?
A mechanical dog?
Yeah, it was the same style as the troopers.
Okay, I'll get a warrant for this house. We need to go through that with a fine tooth comb, just in case. Never know. So I'll deal with that.
Yeah.
Oh, Marguerite.
Yes,
did you say?
I promise we'd give her a debriefing and then, you know, sort her out with somewhere to stay, because presumably she can't go back to the house, and it could be that it would be unsafe. I'd be happy to make arrangements if Echo's a bit stretched.
No, I can. I shall do that. Marguerite, I'm sorry, but we will need to detain you and ask you a few questions. If you bear with me one moment. And she picks up the phone, dials number in. Yes, it's Jackson, and we have a potential witness. If you could come and pick her up from my office and... just interview her, see what she knows. Yeah, I'll see you in 2 minutes. Yes, okay. See you then. She hangs up. Okay, so Marguerite, I'm sorry. So, some of my officers will come and ask you a few questions about your previous employer, and once you've answered those, you're free to go. Gentlemen, once we've... Well, we need to talk, but let's just wait until someone's come to collect Marguerite. And you wait a couple of minutes, and yeah. Some Mac op comes in, takes her out, leads her away. Bullet, could you just close the door for me, please?
Yep.
So you didn't find nothing else? Nothing you couldn't say?
There were three very nice guitars, but aside from that... No, nothing. It all happened very fast. I was just in the process of trying to gather data and evidence and other stuff like that. Useful stuff. When I was set upon by the mechanical dog, fearsome it was, and quite a close run thing, and
I'm sure if it was anything like the troopers, then...
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I thought it was...
Ask her about the house.
The house. What do you think will happen to it once it's... once it's been investigated?
Well, we will get a search warrant and we will search it top to bottom. Anyway, enough pre-waffle? Unless Michael Lawrence is arrested and prosecuted, then it remains like Michael Lawrence's property. We could pursue impounding it.
Yeah. I did notice.
But based on what you're saying, we purely have a carrot witness in Stratus.
Yeah, I think there might be a bit of graffiti on the house, so that might be, you might have to take that into consideration. I don't think Michael Lawrence is going to come back to claim it anytime soon. And I don't think you can...
We're spread a little thin. I don't think we will... unless we find anything there, we really won't do anything with it.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
But anyway, on to other things. So, I've been looking at your records. Obviously, we've worked together in the past, briefly. So, Bullet, she says, and looks you very directly in the eyes. Your records say that you've been with Echo for a year, just over. Everything I see here says you should never have been working for us. You have a history of gang association, drug selling, and if it wasn't for the intervention of Operative Flak, you would never have been taken on.
Fine, yeah. Tell me something I don't know.
But an interesting choice. And Shockwave, she says, leaning forward and looking at Shockwave. You have a not dissimilar background. Japanese organized criminal organization. It says here that you were trying to work your way through it to get to the top for vengeance. Again, an interesting, interesting background. Stratus, yours is far, far more mundane. not as mundane as Bastion's, who we've all forgotten about. But there's still no real answer as to why you were poking around in that reactor room.
Scientific curiosity. Put any pipe and smoke it.
You've only been active for a few months and you already have a run-in with Yankee Pride of discipline problems.
Whose side are you on?
Well, you would be... You would be surprised.
You can't say that we don't get results.
No, that is certainly the thing you do.
We may be unorthodox, but let's face it, you know, Echo's down to the bone. You need all the first-class, top-quality operatives you can get, and we definitely fit that bill.
You do fit the bill. And
promotion.
Well, let me cut to the chase. What I need is this. I need people who will get something done. I need people who are trustworthy and have the right motivation and ethics, but maybe aren't afraid of bending the rules every now and again. And you... With the exception of Bastion here, but she seems to be well within
should
your
do
team.
What she said, what we say.
you You seem to fit that bill. And with not being that active that long, also don't have maybe some of the ties that some of the older operatives have. Now, I'm not saying I will ever need this, but can I rely on you to do things for me that might bend the boundaries of the law if we need it?
Depends whether Yankee Pride gets on his horse again.
Yeah, I mean, what's the...
Well, if Yankee Pride gets on his high horse about it, I will be the one taking the flag.
Yeah, no problem.
So what you're saying is that we won't be hung out to dry if we do something you ask us to do, and...
Yeah.
I can't guarantee you won't be dragged into it, but I will take responsibility for it.
You've not seen the films, you'll just deny all culpability.
Yep. But I am recording this conversation.
As you pointed out, we are spread incredibly thin. I do not want to break the rules if I don't have to.
I think now is a time of bending. Wouldn't you agree?
And I need people who can get something done and
what
can
do
be trusted. Nothing.
Putting us onto a lead.
All I need is the reassurance that there might be people out there who can do that.
You can count on us.
We just need a house.
Thank you.
And a supercomputer.
She looks at you quizzically.
Two supercomputers.
Echo needs a supercomputer at the moment. I'm having to do everything by hand at the moment.
That must be taking a long time.
That's why we want a supercomputer, so we don't have to.
You forget how hard investigation work is without a computer until you use
it. I suppose
it.
It's quite good practice, though, isn't it?
Well, it keeps you sharp, yeah.
Still, that's why we have ops, isn't it, really? You know, with their investigative skills, leaves us to do the really important. It leaves us more time to do the, you know, stuff of taking down folks.
Yeah, we all have our roles. Well, gentlemen and ladies, it's reassuring to know that you're there if I need you.
Undoubtedly. Unless it's obviously some type of Nazi-related shit, then you're on your own.
I've heard about your human stratus.
I didn't know I had any.
I've listened to the tapes.
Wow. A bit quizzically.
Something about don't go in there for a few minutes. I'm not sure I know.
Yeah, that's not a joke.
But you can rest assured I would not ask you to do anything beyond the pale. It's just sometimes just bending the law a little, maybe.
Yeah. Bend, not break the rules.
That's correct.
And presumably there wouldn't be so much paperwork involved.
I would hope if I have to ask you to do that, there will be no paperwork
Sounds
involved.
Sounds good. Where don't we sign?
Well, I think you just didn't sign here.
Fantastic.
Thank you. And,
okay, you'll find us at Montoya's.
You mean Shea Stratus?
So yeah, and you leave. Anyone want to do anything particular, or
I want to
go to Montoro's, but for a lead.
Pull it. Were you going to say something different?
Yeah, I want to make sure Marguerite's okay. I feel responsible.
Yeah, she's got
we'll
the
take
job.
Her with us.
Fine.
I haven't tasted the sandwiches yet. Let's go back and get them.
Yeah. Your whole, you owe us a sandwich.
So are you waiting around until they release Marguerite?
And then we'll take her back to...
That is
High
that
Point
is my word. So I'm going to wait around.
So yeah, after about an hour and a half, they let her go.
Cool.
And she comes out.
So, Marguerite, do you live at High Point Walk?
Well, yes. I'm a living maid, but I can always stay at my
There'll
father's.
There'll be no need for that.
Is he local to Atlanta?
Yeah, he's in Atlanta, yeah. Although...
I was thinking, you might be looking for new employment, given the situation with your previous employer. And we might have an opening, if you'd be interested. But obviously, it's a lot to take in. You wouldn't have to decide right away.
I didn't know I was out of work yet.
You're not, don't worry.
Well, good.
So, the place is going to be investigated, isn't it? I mean, is it anywhere for somewhere to stay? Is it someone to stay, or would you be able to stay there while it's being gone over?
They didn't say I couldn't. They did say they may send someone down to look around, but... Yeah, you could certainly, as a group, say, well, we will do that,
That's what we are doing.
Oh, fine. Well, yeah, let's take her home.
Take her home.
See?
Country road.
Head back to High Point Way. And what are you going through... I presume you're systematically going to go through the house.
Oh my god.
God, it's been vandalised.
Somebody's pissed in the pool. Oh, think of the parties we have on there. Milo's, cocktails. Fucking excellent. Loud music.
Oh my god, I've been back on the map for ages. I particularly like the mine across the pool and then piss pool written underneath it. So yeah, you arrive back at the house and the front door is damaged where the wolf has burst through. And as you come into the main hall, you can see it's shattered the security doors into that, billiard room. And then shattered the window in the billiard room.
Security door.
Leaped through it. Yeah, the billiard room on the right, the doors was a security door. Well, that's why Matt Bullet jumped in there and had a look, because it's got a swipe card on the side.
That's because that's what his trophies were.
Okay, can you all roll me a concealment if you have it? If not, perception.
Concealment?
Okay. Let me know whether it's concealment or perception.
Didn't make either.
Concealment. Concealment. By 3.
Bullet, I take it you failed yours with 16.
Made my concealment by 1.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
So you start in the billiard room, and you see as I explained before, there's a nice bar with some very expensive spirits behind it, and this large humidor, a display case at the top with like sort of cigar cutters and all that sort of stuff displayed. And then the drawers for the cigars, which are mostly empty, because he took quite a lot of them with him. But at the kick plate at the bottom is actually a concealed drawer.
Ooh.
And you pop it open and find Monturo's mask in there.
Do you want this shockwave?
Jay, you go through this search. I presume you'll search the rest of the house. You search the rest of this. It's very well-appointed house.
It's fine tooth comb.
Evidence-wise, his mask in the humidor is the only thing you find that's incriminating. Mm-hmm. It's just a very sumptuously and expensively decorated and appointed house.
We're going to have to search this place for a few months, I think.
Yeah. I'm going to search the garage. Is there anything in the garage? Like a car?
No, because he was in his car.
Poor tasting vehicles.
Well, he was an executive one.
Better get someone to it's got a basement. Change the locks.
It has got a basement, a little basement.
Yeah, I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, it's got a nice selection of wines. Mm. If you're into that sort of thing.
I am now.
It's rows upon nice rows of Advocar.
Yeah, and fizzy water.
And hobnobs.
Shockwave Nips just needs 5 minutes on his own down there.
So that.
I wonder if you can dip hobnobs in wine.
Come to the bar, I'll show you my cocktail I've invented. It's called the Snow Knob. It's Advocar and a crushed up hobnob.
So to try and wave a lot of unnecessary role playing, you find his mask. You search the house for the whole of the afternoon and early evening. You know, systematically going through each room, presumably as a group.
Yep.
You find his mask. That's it for illegal stuff.
Can we?
But in the long term, sorry, Matt. In the long term, they're not impounding his funds or anything. Echo aren't, and the police aren't. It's just not enough evidence.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you were to use this house, you are using Michael Lawrence's house. It's effectively squatters, and he is still paying Margarita's salary because it's just coming out of an account automatically.
We're waiting here until he returns.
You've got it made.
And Margarita. Margarita.
We're staking the place out.
What? In his bedroom?
His whole house.
Sort of semi-permanently.
Yeah.
Let's get the locks changed.
Yeah.
Because that door is damaged.
Well, both the front door needs repairing. Absolutely. Yeah, probably new lock.
I was thinking Marguerite lives here, doesn't she? So I was going to ask one of these guys if they could to call the builder, because of course my phone is bricked, so...
I'll sort it out, don't worry.
Okay, fine. That's the guy that did the work on the gym and my mum's place, so I thought, maybe like a trip over to Little Five Points.
No.
Okay.
I'll get someone a bit more high tech.
Fine.
Yeah, I was thinking it needs some higher technology putting in.
Are you security. Serious about squatting here, then?
Actually, you've got security systems, haven't you, Matt? Can you just roll me that?
Made it by 4.
See, outside the house, there's basic security, spotlights and that sort of movement activated spotlights. Inside, there's a basic but serviceable burglar alarm. What you'd expect to find in a normal residence. You do notice that in the billiard room and in the music room, there are hidden cameras.
Let's find the monitors.
Oh, sorry, no, let me rephrase that. Not hidden cameras, hidden movement detectors. Yeah, that are far better hidden than they are anywhere else or whatever. So that might have been what alerted the Wolf team being in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's no cameras anywhere?
There's some basic cameras outside, basic security cameras, yeah, watching the drive and overlooking the pool and the sort of things you get on any residential house.
Let's find the monitors and the recording. Go through the recordings, see if anybody's visited.
Good thinking.
Who's going to check
somebody
that out?
With security systems. Bullet.
I'll help you, Bullet. In case you need to get into the systems.
So yeah, Bullet. It would make sense for Bullet to do the support you.
Okay.
Who's got? Because it's all stored on that the little home PC.
We'll work together. Teamwork.
Okay.
Rolling thunder.
Are we using our...
So, Bullet, can you roll me a security systems?
Yeah, I made it by 4.
So, you get +2 to your computer skills.
Okay. So, made it by 2, then.
Made it by 2. Yeah, so you check the cameras. There's not that long footage cap. It obviously deletes itself after so long. It's about a week's worth. 3 days ago, you see a car pull up, someone get out, come into the house, talk to Montoro. Well, Michael Lawrence, should I say, sorry, in the billiard room. See, it's an older guy, maybe in his 80s, quite slim build. You would recognise the arms dealer. The guy who came delivering the arms.
Yeah.
I thought that Will was smart. Did we hear his name when we was there?
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah, that was him.
But unfortunately, there's no audio. So you see them talking, you see... just make me a...
I wonder if we can get someone that can read lips.
Yeah, does anyone have conversation or any of the social skills?
I've got conversation.
Or deduction, Michael. Conversation would help. It's more about reading groups of people.
Conversation.
Can you just make me a conversation to see if you can pick up anything from the body language and stuff?
Made by 2.
Made it by 1.
Yeah, so you'll pick up that the conversation's a bit fraught. But Stratus, you pick up that, yeah, he comes in, Wilbur Smith comes in, talks to Michael Lawrence. And Michael Lawrence looks visibly taken aback, and you can see him sort of, you know, on his face, he's obviously thrashing around thinking for something to say, and then he seems to blurt something out. And Wilbur Smith seems to relax a little bit there. Then they converse for a few more minutes and then Wilbur Smith leaves.
Let's get a copy of this footage so that we can give it to Echo, see if they can actually put some words in their mouths.
Well, we know what he said.
Sure.
He was giving away us, wasn't he? Or he gave him... He had to prove himself.
Yeah, Strauss, it does seem to fit with roughly what he was saying, you know.
Right.
If this is the conversation, yeah, you know, when he was saying he was caught off guard.
Yeah, but like I say, I'd still like to give a copy to Echo so that they can...
How about we,
readers, whatever.
We check out the officers and where the vehicles... Because he had all the vehicles done up for him, didn't they? What was the name of his company? Delex. So let's go there.
Delex is an international company.
Yeah, well, let's go to his office. He's had all the vehicles done or new stock, he said, so we might find some video footage or...
Okay, can you... So this will... Yeah, going through all that will take you a couple of days. You're going visiting Delex offices and all that sort of stuff. Can you just roll me bureaucracy? I presume you're going as a group rather than splitting up, doing individual things.
Yeah, we'll stick together.
So we all know what happens when you split up.
Failed mine. Can we do that as a teamwork? Because we've got a teamwork.
Made bureaucratics by 6.
Yeah, you. I mean, there's a big, big office in Atlanta.
I'm coming in here, and you're telling me all the shit I want to know. That's my behavior.
Luckily, Bullet is a little bit more eloquent about it all. And so, yeah, what you're able to get out of Delex is, and it does take you a while because, you know, you're dealing with people at the grassroots first, and then and Michael Lawrence was a sleeping partner, so he's quite high up the tree, but also wasn't involved, you know, directly involved. So after it takes you a couple of days to speak to someone high enough up that might have dealt with him directly, you know, at that level, you're sort of board level almost. And from what you can gather, he didn't really have a hand in anything. He was a sleeping partner. He put a large amount of money into the US side of things. And he would turn up to the odd meeting and, you know, look indifferent and bored. And, you know, he was just there to be there and... And occasionally he'd suggest the odd thing, you know. And in hindsight, yeah, it was his idea to maybe revamp the fleet, but, you know, they were all getting quite old and tired, and, you know, he did say he could sort out other buyers because maybe, you know, some of his old contacts might help out or whatever, but, you know, nothing particularly unusual. Most of the time he stayed out of it. Just roll me a deduction. If you haven't drawn your own conclusions.
Failed it anyway.
Yes, I made it by 3.
So yeah, you know, in these meetings, Shotwave, you know, you've sort of probably sat back being a bit more quiet, but yeah, based on what you know of Monturo and what he can do.
Yeah, think, he's not quiet.
Yeah, maybe he didn't say an awful maybe he didn't say an awful lot. Mm. But he could have convinced people to do an awful lot without them even being aware that they were being influenced.
Hmm.
You would think that, you know, maybe he was the ideal man in the ideal place for just the sort of thing they wanted.
We could blackmail him now.
Who?
Delex.
The Delex are under investigation, obviously, oh, right, because of their close ties.
I know, Ramona said, you know, we might have to go outside the law, but, you know.
Not actually full on breaking the law through our own instigation.
We could start a protection racket while we're at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of them, like them bikers that we met the other night. We could protect people from them.
Yeah, maybe they'll ask us to be part of their gang.
Maybe you could take it over.
Right. Anyway.
Once a Yakuza, always a Yakuza. Yeah.
No, but I'm really good down. Good deep down.
So during this period, are you sort of moving into the house effectively?
We're staking it out in case he comes back.
Fair enough. No one's going to be challenging you, I don't think.
Speedo's on in that pool. A couple of lengths every day.
Let's see about that sandwich.
Yeah.
I'm still hungry.
And can you, all three of you, roll me a seduction, please?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah.
That's quite good.
Maybe by 6.
I think so.
Maybe by 4.
Strauss?
I ain't got it.
Yeah, you have.
Oh, there is, yeah. Yeah, maybe by 1.
Marguerite's a little uncomfortable maybe for the first few hours, but you all managed to charm her, and it's like, you know, well, he ain't coming back, and we know he's a criminal, and he's still paying your wages.
And we'll protect you.
Why don't we all just have a nice time? And yeah, she does seem reassured by the protection thing, because you're in a very rich part of town when looting is slowly escalating, as you can imagine, with the police force being stretched so thin it's unbelievable. And you just, all five of you, because I presume you're going to include Bastion in this, just fall into a comfortable routine.
Cool.
Squaw's right. Squaw's right, Governor.
It's not ours. We are, like I said, we are here until Montoro comes back, then we can question him. The place is under surveillance.
It's a state now.
It is. It's just because we've changed the locks.
Well, that way we'll be able to hear him trying to get in.
Yeah, jangling of keys.
Fucking lock don't work.
So, of course, you're in and out of the Echo Campus with your own normal duties. Although there's not quite the same draw there was before.
Because there's no refectory.
There's just burger vans now.
Well, we've got this lovely kitchen and Marguerite to
and Marguerite's famous make sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not back at all. So after, you come back here, search the place, crash for the night, trying to just break the ice with Marguerite, presumably, and then go back to the Echo Campus the next day, sort of, at some point during the day, Ephemera manages to corner you, Stras, and says, where are you staying?
We're on a stakeout. You should come with us.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it would beat those points, you know, one of these big tents they've got partially erected. Partially erected, they've got fully erected.
Oh, yes. It would beat those tents.
And you take a take a back and it's like, oh my. This is very nice.
Let me show you inside. This is the bedroom. Glunk.
Oh, and the master bedroom as well, Stras.
Yeah. Shockwave, get out of the way.
Yeah, oh, it's very cozy. I'll come from underneath the quilt. Yeah. It's all mine, baby.
So, yes, Ephemera joins you.
I'm not swinging. Right. So, I'll get my car, put it in the garage.
Yeah, and I'll start
creating my Japanese garden for my meditation. The gravel and raking patterns in it and rocks and things.
Marguerite says to Shockwave. Shockwave, isn't it? Sorry.
Well, it's Kendo.
Do you prefer if I call you Shockwave? Or do you have a proper name? Oh, Kendo. If you're going to rake something, you'd be better off raking the drive.
The feng shui on that drive is terrible. Go on.
Couldn't resist it. So you spend a couple of days in the house, getting used to the house. You're busy. The police are stretched incredibly thin. They got hit as heavily as Echo. There's a lot of the National Guard have been drafted in to help, and Echo are being pulled into things that they wouldn't normally be pulled into, you know, sort of more petty stuff and stuff that doesn't necessarily involve meta-human activity. And there's also over the next couple of days, you would pick up on the fact that it's been quite a few people that I think we said this last time, sorry, the trauma of the whole situation, people have been manifesting all over the place. Don't get me wrong, we're not talking the thousands, but
people have
been showing human activities. Ephemera has been helping with Sally. It was all very traumatic for her, especially because she was opened up to the trauma of the people around her at the time. She's a telepath, and she has some ability to manipulate other people around her, which she was doing subconsciously, maybe kidding herself a little bit about it, but it turns out what she was doing was she was collecting charity money for charities, and the more obnoxious shopkeepers, the ones that wouldn't donate and were not nice to her, she would go back at that on her daily rounds, and she would convince them to donate large amounts of money to the charity, and then convince them to erase the tapes so they couldn't see her. So there must have been some consciousness to it. She doesn't really accept that, but
yeah, kidding herself.
Must have been. And she's coming along, but she's still a bit traumatized. And also, they're sending a lot of Echo Ops and Mac Ops, which is the on-meta.
Tell you what, Sally needs is a dip in our pool. I'll sort her out.
Something like the X-Men base.
I think it's only a detached house.
How many bedrooms is it?
Femma says she certainly feels a little isolated.
More the merrier.
Yeah.
Have you seen these cocktails?
You could have a secret knock and a password and a special handshake. It's like it's going to turn into King Frat, isn't it? And the Echo Ops are being sent out to try and recruit people as well. And eventually, say, you're just supporting, you'll be doing odds and sods. Nothing that's particularly challenging for you guys. After you've been in the house about 2 or 3 days, you finally get a request through. We need you to go up to Peachtree Park and canvas someone to come in, basically.
Someone to come in?
There's a lot of people with minor metahuman powers that haven't been, Echo didn't employ for one reason or another, because those powers weren't all, but there were other factors that made them unacceptable under the circumstances. And they are now reaching out because, as I say, about half to two thirds of the metahumans worldwide are dead.
Mm.
So they are struggling. So they are reaching out to people that they wouldn't previously have reached out to. And eventually you get your call to, can you go and reach out to this person and see if they will...
Who is it?
If they would be willing to help. So, they give you a little dossier. And so it's quite local. It's Peachtree Park, which is, I think, northeast. Who's anyone reading the dossier in particular, or...? Well, it doesn't matter. So it'll be given to you, Strauss. So you skim the dossier and you can see exactly why they had been previously declined. So the person is a woman called Victoria Vitrix Narge. It says 28, but it's a little bit out of date. And to cut to the chase, it says sort of abilities. It says geomancy. Metahuman claims to be a magician. Metahuman shows high levels of anxiety, agoraphobia, and other stress-related illnesses.
Better get a bag to put her in then, if she's agoraphobic.
Maybe you'll be asked to go and speak to her and see if she'll come in, not drag her in, kicking
and
screaming.
Do you want to come in?
We
have a bag for you.
She might be a two-bag.
It's surprising how...
She might be.
6 pints and 2 bags.
What's geomancy then?
Magic.
Isn't that to do with rocks?
No. It's just called magic, isn't it?
Is she a rock matter?
Geomancy. The art of placing or arranging buildings or other sites suspiciously. Divination from the configuration of a handful of earth or random dots.
Shotwave, can you roll me a computer skill?
There are a few swimming pools in this area, Peachtree Park.
No.
Did you really? How much by?
4.
Oh dear, your phone just blinked. You go on the internet to look up geomancy, and you start reading it, and then slowly a Nazi symbol appears across the screen and kills your phone.
Heil Hitler.
Yeah, they haven't got that under control yet.
Right then.
Do we have an address for her?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You have an address for her.
Let's go.
Alright. Let's head over.
Yeah.
So yeah, you head over. So PC Park is sort of a blue collar area.
Nice.
So you arrive at an older, large building that's obviously been turned into apartments, and head up to her apartment.
I'm teleporting inside. No, I'm not really.
From the other side of the door, you hear. Well, you hear footsteps, and you hear. Hello? Who's that?
Hello, this is Echo.
Just roll me a perception as well.
Echo calling.
Made it by 2.
Yes, you notice in the door there's one of those little spy.
Give a little wave.
As well.
Hold our ID up.
Yeah, so you start to hold your ID up and you hear. Yeah, voice from the other side. So, can I see your ID?
See, it's in my hand.
What do you want?
Well, there's a state of emergency, and we understand that you have certain talents that might be of assistance at this time.
Your country needs you.
USA.
Yay.
Echo already turned me away.
Well, the parameters have changed.
I think they were misguided.
I can't. I'm sorry.
Well, can't say we didn't try.
Well, could we at least come in for a chat?
Just roll me a seduction.
Made it by 6.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much.
So yeah, like the little door chain, go, and a bolt. And a bolt at the bottom of the door. Then a lock. 2 more locks. And the door opens.
Well.
And stood in the doorway is a very petite woman. 5 foot tops. And yes, you reckon she's probably late 20s, shortish blonde hair, attractive, as most male humans are. She's like wearing a what do you call them? Turtleneck. That's not the right name for them.
Roll anymore, neck. Is it?
But yeah, a high-necked thing. Yeah, roll neck.
Kevlar.
And, slacks and, opens the door and steps back. Yeah, come in.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Now, you never can be too careful, can you? It's a good advice to having security.
Just roll me perceptions. Let me know how much.
2, 7.
No.
Bloody hell. Shockwaves on.
Is that always perceived?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is, yeah, literally. Bullet?
I think Bullet failed.
Yeah.
Alright, okay. So, yeah, you come in, it's a large apartment. You see, like, it's a main room, kitchen off to one side, obviously, a couple of other doors that must lead to bedrooms and things. And it's, cozy. It's probably the best way to put it. One wall is lined with bookcases with various books and stuff on it. It's lots of plush things, and which is what you see, Stratus. Shockwave, you notice that as you come in or whatever, she's keeping a distance from you. You come into the room, she backs off almost an equal amount. You also notice that there's a large blue Russian cat, you know, sort of weaving around her legs as well. And she's very standoffish,
okay.
You notice.
Okay, yeah, boys, let's just sit here. So, sit on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, there's furniture. There's a, you know, couch and a table, the coffee table in the middle, and yeah, a desk in the corner with a computer on it, and, say, kitchen off to one side.
Give the lady some room. Take a seat.
Sorry, would you like us to take our shoes off?
No, that's fine. Listen, look. I came to Echo. I can't do it. They saw it, and now I accept it.
What do you mean you can't do it?
I. And she looks conflicted. Do you know what I mean? I leave my apartment in the middle of the night to do my shopping. Once a month, that is it. Can't do what you would need me to do.
Why are you scared to leave the house?
The same reason any agoraphobic is. I can't do it. I appreciate you being polite. I can't do it.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but would you want to work for Echo? What if it meant you didn't have to leave your house? Would you want to be involved working for Echo?
Well, how would I do that?
Well, I'm speaking hypothetically, but just bear with me. Would it interest you? Is it something you would want to do if leaving the house wasn't a concern?
She sort of cocks her head to one side, looks at you, yeah, that quizzical manner. Hypothetically, yes.
Okay, so we've established that you would like to work for Echo. You know that Echo needs the help of all metahumans at the moment. Echo has a lot of roles. Some of them are people like ourselves who are out and about on the front line, so to speak. Other people use their skills, you know, behind the scenes. I'm not saying that you would be able to, you know, work from the comfort of your apartment, but it might be a possibility, and until we rule that out, surely it's worth it's surely worth seeing what's on offer.
So she sort of gnaws on a lip and you're right.
You've seen what's happened to our wonderful city over, you know, the last few days and weeks. The city needs our help. Whatever little amount that you could put towards aiding it, you know, would be welcome. We obviously don't want to make you feel uncomfortable and do something you don't wish to do, but at least, bearing in mind what you can do to help us, it is a good step forward.
I never thought of that before. You are right. I have certain computer skills that might be useful.
Can you unblock my phone?
aren't there shops that do that?
Have you not seen the malware virus that is affecting everybody?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Can you fight it?
Maybe.
You see, it's very interesting.
So, how long have you known that you were a metahuman?
She sort of shrugs. I'm not. A while. And you're right, I can... You can see there's sweat beading on her forehead and round the neck, and the hair's starting to get a bit limp, you know. I can help you, right? What you suggested, I didn't think of before, but leave me a card or something.
Okay,
I need you to go.
However, may I send a friend of mine? She is very easy to talk to. She will make you feel comfortable. She is a meta.
Leave me her details then.
I'll scribble down. Ephemera.
Yeah, and you'll have an email, you know, an echo address for her and all that. You know your systems are dodgy at best at the moment. You know, you don't have that main supercomputer behind them anymore, but you still
there's some basic comms and that.
So yeah, he's scribbling it down. She's can you leave it on the table?
No, that's fine.
It's like, okay, I don't mean to be rude.
And thank you very much for allowing us this imposition. We'll leave you be.
No, that's interesting. Thank you. And can you all have one inspiration?
Yes, we can.
Cool.
Yes, you can. Because you handled that very well. All in different ways. As you leave the apartment, you hear all those locks and bolts re-go back on again. And I think we probably will leave it there for this for this session.
That's good, because I'm bursting for a piss.
Thank you for listening to Chimpians. If you've listened to earlier episodes, you'll realise this is a labour of love on our part. So, if you enjoy what we're doing and would like to help support the show, please go to iTunes or Stitcher.